John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. Well, we're so pleased you've joined us. If you joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you will ever realize. And Lord, I'd open in prayer, pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to preach your word, to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders. Through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Well, God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And we look at what God's nature is like. We see what his love and his mercy and his compassion is towards you from Psalm 90, 14, 15 and 17. Satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good, and may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Well, God is saying he wants to teach you to number your days, that you are to gain a heart of wisdom, because of his unfailing love gives you gladness in proportion to your former misery. You'll replace the evil years with good, and may the Lord your God show you his approval and make your efforts successful. May you gain a heart of wisdom. Right, we go to 1 Thessalonians 15:23-24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will do it. What it's saying there, the God of peace can be translated Shalom, which means no good thing is withheld. And sanctify means you're blessed and you're set apart completely for God. Persevered means defended. You're a shield about you. Means blameless. Blameless means you're faultless and guiltless before the Lord. Also, faithfulness means he's devoted, he's loyal and trustworthy towards you. And when it says, who will do it, mean God makes a promise to you. His promises are true. Okay, we go to Hebrews 4:16, and it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See, God's people do not need to be fear being turned away. This is what it means. Come boldly means come boldly to the Lord. So you never need to hide anything from in your prayers. God gives mercy for past failures and grace for present needs. The root word translated aid or help means suggests that Jesus, the great high priest, assists and sustains his people in weakness and in difficulty. In time of need could be understood as at just the right time. See, friend, we see God's love is more than emotion. It's also doing things for your benefit, having an unselfish concern for you and a willingness to seek the very best for you. We go to Isaiah 43:25, and it says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. See what it's saying? Taking Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, friend, God is reminding you that your gracious God repeatedly forgives and forgets sin, not because we deserve it, but because he chooses to, for the sake of accomplishing his plan of redemption. God is pleading with you to accept this free gift of eternal salvation. Loved one, only you can make this choice today. Today is the day of salvation. We have no guarantee of another day. Jesus stands at the door of your heart right now, waiting for you to invite him in. We see this from Romans 10 verses 9 and 13, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So friend, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and remember, you are unique. That means that God has things for you to do that he's not called anybody else to do on earth, because you are unique. You have a destiny to fulfill. Remember, God looks at you as if your sins had never happened. Your past has passed away. You are forgiven. You are free from all condemnation. So may you walk in the assurance that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin, that you are redeemed because of his sacrifice, and that you're his child. Okay, today's scripture comes from Isaiah 54:17. No weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up against you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Well, the message is, it shall not prosper. Today's scripture doesn't say we won't have difficulties. That's not reality. It says the problem may form, people may talk, you may get a negative medical report, but you can stay in peace knowing it's not going to prosper against you, because you're God's child, because you're in the secret place of the Most High. God's had a hedge of protection mercy and favor around you that the enemy cannot cross. No person, no sickness, no trouble, and no force of darkness can stop God's plan for your life. When you face these challenges and are tempted to worry, you can tell yourself, this problem may have formed. They may be trying to make me look bad, but I'm not worried. This medical report may not look good, but I have a promise from Almighty God that it is not going to prosper. He has me in the palms of his hands, and I'm staying in peace. God and I are a majority. So my prayer for you today, Father, thank you that they have your promise that nothing that forms against them is going to prosper. I declare that because they are your child, there is a hedge of protection, mercy and favor around them, and that the enemy cannot cross. They are staying in peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease and infirmities. Healing, my friends, is an inseparable part of the gospel. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses and distress, and carried our sorrows and pain of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten and afflicted by God. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed. We are made healed and made whole. Friends, what we have to know today is that at the same time that Jesus carried your sins on the cross, he actually carried your sicknesses and diseases as well. This is not something that has to be done, but is already done 2,000 years ago. We see Matthew 8:16. When evening fell, they brought to him many who were possessed by devils, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. To fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, he took away our illnesses and removed our diseases from us. See, friends, so Jesus bore them so we can identify with what he did 2,000 years ago. The price has already been paid. It's in our identifying with what he did 2,000 years ago. But the fact that this has been made available to every single believer, then it's our choice. 1 Peter 2:24. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the cross, offering himself on it, that we might die to sins and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. See, friends, you were healed. It's past tense. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Remember this. Remember, his ways are perfect. There is no unrighteousness in him. The Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, where there is no variable or shadow of turning. You can't earn your healing, friends. Healing has been bought and paid for, but you have to learn to receive your healing by faith. In Galatians 3:13, Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse of the law. The condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us. See, friends, Christ has, it's past tense. This has already happened. When Jesus cried, "It is finished," on the cross, when he said, "It is finished," it was sufficient. The curse is broken. Healing has been bought and paid for. His word is settled in heaven. His word is yes and amen. God watches over his word to perform it. He's looking for men and women that will say, "I believe, I trust you." We see in Hebrews 4:12, God's word is alive and full of power, making it active, operating, energizing, and effective. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in you. So friends, so the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will quicken or make alive your mortal body and heal you. Acts 8:58. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And great crowds of people with one accord listened to and heeded what was said by Philip, as I heard him and watched the miracles and wonders which he kept performing. For foul spirits came out of many who were possessed by them, screaming and shouting with a loud voice, and many suffering from being paralyzed or lame and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. A testimony. There was one evening I was praying for the sick, and there was a young woman there. She had been rejected by her family from when she was very young. And when I prayed for her, she screamed as the Holy Spirit came upon her and delivered her with love, mercy, and compassion. That's what the Holy Spirit gave her. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel, friends. He is the demonstrator of God's word. The Holy Spirit wants to manifest himself in our presence today. Sick bodies will be healed, captives set free, yokes of bondage are destroyed, rivers of living water flow. Jesus Christ is exalted and glorified. Pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. Lay your hand on that part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. He will quicken or make alive your mortal body and heal you and deliver you from whatever your problems that you have. Okay, we start to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, like pains and emotional and physical, I bind and I break your power. I curse this. I break it off of you now. I command to loose them and set them free. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Fill their hearts with your goodness by the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Infirmities, all infirmities, I curse this. I break it off of you. Set them free, Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus. I command you be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Let the healing anointing fill them, Lord. Fill them from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Creative miracles in Jesus Christ's name, be healed. All diseases, I curse this. Let the fire of heaven burn it out, Lord. I command you to loose them and set them free. I break the power off of you. Be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, they have longed for. Let the healing anointing fill them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, from the touch from heaven. Fill their heart with your goodness. In Jesus Christ's name, fill them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord, by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cancers and growths and tumors, I curse this at the roots. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree at the roots, I curse cancer at the roots in Jesus Christ's name. I break it off you. Command you to set them free. Be healed and made whole. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Let the fire of heaven burn out every single trace of cancer. Burn it out, Lord. Burn it out in Jesus Christ. Release your anointing to be healed and made whole. Pull it out in Jesus Christ's name. Seizures in the brain. I curse these seizures. Whatever's problematic in the brain, let the connections be created. Supernatural, Lord, be healed and made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Be healed and made a creative miracle, Lord. Creative miracle. And I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke is destroyed. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song. We magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous. We know that. But can also be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. We see this many times. I've seen it many times. It's in the Bible, in Luke 17 and Mark 8 talks about it. So to keep your healing, just make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Believe you have received. You need to, it says, maintain a good confession. Very important to maintain a good confession. And do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Very important what you listen to. Do not let fear come upon you. And have no anxiety. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed, friends. God heals so that we can reveal his glory. It says in Mark 5:19, go and tell what great things the Lord has done for you. So when you feel healed, then touch base with the station or wherever. So my prayer today is for you is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you in the darkest storm of your life hold on to the never failing hand of a loving God. His anchor will hold you. The storm will pass by. The thing which you have asked God will supply. He will give you joy for the bitter gall of rejection. He will give you healing for your sickness. He will give you a new beginning for your failure. He will turn your darkest nights into the brightest day, because he is the lover of your soul. He is the father of all hope. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
impacting your community.